Taking on ISIS is highly dangerous, and not just inside Iraq or Syria. 2 weeks ago, two young Syrian activists were found dead in their apartments in Turkey. They'd been beheaded. One of the victims was a member of an underground network called Raqqa is being slaughtered silently. Raqqa is the ISIS capital in Syria. The activist group has members there who smuggle photos, videos, and information out to Turkey. Members on the Turkish side then distribute the news from Raqqa to the outside world. Reporter Marine Olivesi met with one of the activists in southern Turkey.
I'm sorry we can't meet at the office. That's the first thing Tim Ramadan says after greeting me. I wasn't recording then because we're still in the hotel lobby and Tim didn't want to be interviewed in public. Tim isn't his real name either. We thought Turkey would be safer than Raqqa, he explains later on in my hotel room. Now that feeling is gone. Since the early days of the network, a year and a half ago, Tim and his friends have been in ISIS crosshairs, literally. Their website, called Raqqa is Being Slaughtered Silently, documents life in the self-declared caliphate. From the gruesome executions and child soldiers to the mundane power cuts and bread shortages. It's a far cry from the sleek, self-aggrandizing version ISIS offers in its Hollywood-style videos. ISIS hates us more than any bomb dropped from the sky, Tim says, because our position comes from the ground. It comes from within. No surprise, then, ISIS has been going after Tim's group with a vengeance.
It's been really difficult for us to work inside Syria on that time because there are spies. They dress like civilians and they go to internet cafes, to the streets, and if they say anything wrong, they will tell their security office. And the security office will take them and maybe execute them, maybe take information from them.
Do you work for Raqqa is Being Slaughtered Silently? Tim says that's the first question anyone arrested by ISIS gets asked. Every day for 8 months, he dodged that risk. Tim worked undercover as a field coordinator. He produced brochures and graffiti and trained fellow activists to keep their data and themselves safe. He never spent more than a week at the same place, used nicknames, and kept his activities secret from close friends and relatives. Last winter, when ISIS raided his family's home, he fled and joined the half-dozen activists running the network from Gaziantep in southern Turkey. But they were never completely at peace here either.
They send threats on our email, on our personal accounts, on Twitter and Facebook. They also publish photos of our members here in Turkey on the streets and they take photos for our homes here on Gaziantep and they publish it on Facebook and Twitter and they said that's the homes for the member of Raqqa is being slaughtered silently and we can reach you and we will get you.
ISIS put a $10,000 bounty on their heads. The reward was announced at a Friday prayer, Tim says. Then, a few weeks ago, it spiked to $50,000. Still, he and his friends wondered if ISIS would really act on the threat on Turkish soil. The beheadings of a 20-year-old member named Ibrahim and a friend in a nearby city gave them the brutal answer. ISIS claimed responsibility in a video, making the killings the first known assassinations carried out by the terror group in Turkey. It left the activists in shock and drove them into hiding, or something very much like it. Tim is now back to shuttling between apartments, as he did in Syria. Now more than ever, though, he says the people of Raqqa deserve a voice.
When the Russian airstrike starts, we lose a lot of civilians and it's really hard for us. ISIS start to say, look to our enemy, they don't kill us, they kill you. It was good for ISIS when the Russian airstrike starts.
Tim says the airstrikes by the coalition and by Russia also created confusion among some wannabe jihadists outside Syria. Every now and again, they mistake Tim's group for a pro-ISIS outlet and contact them on social media.
Fortunately, they are like stupid guys. They will think that they are with ISIS.
Really?
So they ask us that if I want to come to be with ISIS, what I have to do. We don't told him that we work against ISIS. We speak with him, why you want to come? You want to come to protect the civilians? See what ISIS do to the civilians. You want to come because you believe in Islam? See what ISIS do to Islam, to Muslims.
It's hard to know how often this works, but Tim says it's all about telling their side of the story, any chance they can. Later this month, they'll do it at an award ceremony in New York. Tim's group is receiving a prize from the Committee to Protect Journalists. None of the members in Turkey or Syria, for that matter, can go. They don't have passports, but a few members in exile will. ISIS spreads their message to Europe and America, Tim says. It's important to show, so can we. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi in Gaziantep, Turkey.